With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump tours the devastation left by flash flooding in central Texas. The president says he spoke with parents who lost children in the flooding.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
Heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing over 120 people, many still missing. The State Department is firing over 1,300 employees in line with a dramatic reorganization plan initiated by the Trump administration earlier this year. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the department's reorganization was a deliberate process.
The reduction of force is a consequence of the reorg. It's not a consequence of trying to get rid of people. But if you've closed the bureau, you don't need those positions. Understand that some of these are positions that are being eliminated, not people.
Walmart issues a water bottle recall.
Walmart is recalling about 850,000 stainless steel water bottles because the lid can forcefully eject and strike consumers. Three people have been struck, two of them suffering permanent vision loss after being struck in the eye. The recall covers Walmart's Ozark Trail 64-ounce stainless steel insulated water bottles sold since 2017. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A warning from Long Island police after a batch of drugs sent a group of people to the hospital. Suffolk County police issued the warning after three people died. Another was critically injured. The department did not give specifics, but they did mention the presence of a potentially deadly substance in the drugs without saying what kind of drugs they were or what the substance was. They say that they are continuing to investigate. This is SRN News. Canadian authorities apparently equate Christianity with extremism.
In an interview with the CBC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Camille Habel explained how to tell if somebody is about to become a terrorist. She cited a few examples, adding that if someone has been liberal but, quote, all of a sudden starts leaning toward traditional values, that might be a sign they're becoming more extremist. Critics are blasting the statement, saying it demonizes Christians and anyone else who has traditional values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over the place of religion in public schools are multiplying. Some states are passing laws to add chaplains and Bible lessons to classrooms, set aside prayer time in the school day, and to expand voucher programs that can be used at religious schools. Other states have adopted measures requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms, and some of those are facing legal challenges. This is SRN News. A veteran of Washington politics and an advisor to four presidents in a career spanning decades has died.
David Gergen worked in the administrations of Presidents Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. Over the years, he served as speechwriter, communications director, and counselor to the president, among other roles. After serving in the U.S. Navy in the 1960s, Gergen took his first White House job in 1971, serving as a speechwriter assistant for Nixon. Bipartisanship and collaboration were hallmarks of his career, said colleagues who paid testimonials on social media Friday. David Gergen was 83 years old. Bill Alexander, Washington.
10 teenagers arrested in a raid of a Southern California cannabis farm. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott confirmed the discovery, saying 8 of the 10 were unaccompanied. The raid at Glasshouse Farms in Camarillo triggered an investigation into child labor violations. More details at srnnews.com.